This weekend at the Greater Cincinnati Holiday Market, you'll find 300, at least, one-of-a-kind boutiques, artisans, and specialty stores. And as if that isn't enough, the market is being held in tandem with the Cincy Specialty Food and Treats Show. And here to tell us more is Allison Bushman. She's president of Bake Me Home, and her story is completely different from everything I've just mentioned. She is the president of a nonprofit organization that is the nonprofit partner for the Greater Cincinnati Holiday Market. Welcome, Allison, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Before we get into some of the details of the market, tell us about Bake Me Home.
Bake Me Home is a local nonprofit organization that I founded with my twin daughters in 2008 when they were seven. So if you do the math, my girls are now 13. They're in eighth grade. That's Amy and Emma. And we provide services to local families who are utilizing homeless and domestic violence shelters and food pantries, in addition to kids who are receiving services through the foster care system at ProKids. And we also have a program that provides cookies for our military overseas and those veterans who are here wounded and sick receiving treatment at the VA Medical Center. So we're an all-volunteer-run organization. We had more than 700 volunteers come through last year, and we're just thrilled to work with the Greater Cincinnati Holiday Market. This will be our third year down there, and we are looking forward to a good time. We'll be giving away 4,000 free cookies.
Wow. Yeah, it's got to be great exposure for your mission.
It is, absolutely. And not only for our mission, but also for our partner in our booth, Legacies from Cancer Support Community. If you're not familiar with their resale shop, they have beautiful furniture and home decor items, and they loan them to us for the event. This will be their third year partnering with us. And they allow us to provide a large hospitality booth complete with couches and chairs for you to come and sit down and take a load off. And all of the proceeds from the sale of furniture at Legacies does support the cancer support community.
Well, the holiday market, this is becoming a really favorite annual event here. And you can kind of get a jump start on shopping. But also, like you mentioned, it's a very kind of unique shopping experience. How do you think that it does differ in other ways from other shopping experiences?
I'll tell you what I really like about it is that it's a place to sample not only local vendors, but people who have come from kind of across the region. You get to see all their best stuff in one place.
Also, it's juried. So I think that impressed me, the fact that everybody there has been handpicked, and also the fact that they're all unique. So you're not going to find 15 pet stores.
Exactly. I think for some shows that you may go to, you'll find
like a dominance of a certain type.
Exactly. And I find that hard to shop when there are too many of the same type of vendor. And I think there's a really nice blend at this show. They work really hard to make sure that we're getting a taste of everything.
One thing I want to mention is this tandem event. The Specialty Food and Treat Show offers seminars so that you also have an opportunity to perhaps learn or improve your skills in a variety of different making environments.
Yes, great fun for the foodies out there.
And they've got some significant experts coming, like Amy Tobin, chef.
She refers to herself as our biggest cheerleader. I think that it's only the cookie grandmas who will fight her out for that title. Amy is an incredible woman and super talented. Any opportunity you have to learn from her, you should definitely jump on.
Yeah, the complete schedule, we'll be able to have a link to that. But she's going to be there, as well as Meg Kedover from Orchids. She's their pastry chef. It's family friendly. Children are welcome. And folks can meet your celebrity twin daughters?
They can. And lots of the other kids who volunteer with us. Young kids can come and volunteer with Bake Me Home starting at 4. So our booth will be packed with lots of youngsters who will be working hard, donating their time to help us raise money. And we should note, too, on the kid subject, because I know this is a concern for lots of parents, that children under 13 are free for the event. So don't be afraid to come because you feel like you need to get a sitter or you'd have to pay to bring your kids in. They are free.
Thanks. Allison, this has been great to meet you. I've read about your organization over the years, and congratulations on all your success with Bake Me Home and for all that you do for the community. And obviously, you're serving a lot of people outside of Cincinnati as well.
Well, thank you. We are blessed to have support from this incredible community, and I truly believe that we would not have the success that we do in just any other city. This is really an amazing town filled with philanthropic, generous people, so
Absolutely.
We're very grateful for all of them.
I've been speaking with Allison Bushman, president of Bake Me Home. It's a local charitable organization which is partnering for the third year in a row with the Cincinnati Holiday Market. To find out more about this weekend's event, just visit our website for a link, wbxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Carey Allgaier.